You're listening to No More Lethal Weight, 10 Steps to Transform Canada's Emergency Departments. Today is Step 4, Use Chairs and Exam Tables, Not Stretchers. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen. This is a fairly short podcast, and we're going to be talking about what kind of furniture you need to make this transformation of your emergency department work. It's one thing to say that you should trim down triage, close the waiting room, and bring everybody inside, but everybody knows that most of the times, all of the stretchers, all of the examination spaces in the emergency department are filled with admitted patients. So we need to use a different kind of furniture, and we need to use chairs and exam tables in every examination area that we can possibly put these into, not just in the minor treatment area. If you only have exam tables in your minor treatment area or your fast track area, you do not have anywhere near enough exam tables. So if patients can sit in chairs for hours in the waiting room, then they can sit in chairs inside the emergency department. Only your very sickest patients should get defined care spaces within stretchers. So with stretchers, we all know that over 85% of patients go home from the emerge, even the ones that were triaged to be very, very sick. So those patients, if they walk into the department and they walk home, then there's no reason to force them to lie down for their full stay in the emerge. So some patients, even the ones that will end up getting admitted, are fine if they're left in chairs, examined on exam tables in private exam rooms, and then put back into chairs while they're waiting for admission. Now, I know this almost seems, is this heartless? Is this over the top? Unless you have a passion or a radical devotion to keeping vertical patients vertical and moving, your department will clog up. You have to go above and beyond in your passionate, your relentless devotion to not allowing vertical patients to become horizontal patients. So emergency departments cannot excel if they have the wrong furniture. We love stretchers, don't we? In emerge care, we can number the stretchers. They are finite. We think of them as safe. They have nice rails on the side so we can lock patients in. They're mobile. They're locatable. But stretchers lead to rigid thinking. Stretchers support fixed nurse-to-patient ratios. Stretchers attract admitted patients, and they do not allow you to get maximum efficiency and flow. Physical exams can occur on exam tables in private rooms. If a patient can sit in a chair in the waiting room, you can have them sitting inside in the department. You call them from a chair right near your care area onto the exam table. You examine them there with a curtain closed. Get them off the exam table right away and shuttle them right back into their chair. From their chair, in their chair, they can receive IV treatments. And then from their chair, they can walk or be wheelchaired to x-ray and back. They can get their labs drawn while they're in chairs. They do not need to be lying down in stretchers. Even patients with chest pain that are getting repeat blood work, your patients for repeat troponin 6 hours apart or 8 hours apart or whatever you do in your department, don't need to be lying down for the full length of their stay. Obviously, you need to have a place to deal with these people if they crash. So you need to have some stretchers, you need to have some exam tables, you have to be safe. But for most of our patients, they can perfectly well sit in a chair or in a reclining chair, even in the acute room. Exam tables are great because they do not have wheels. You can't put a patient on them and then shuttle them off to the x-ray booth. Exam tables have paper that doctors can change on their own. You don't have to wait for house cleaning to come and do a full room clean, so it removes another bottleneck. Exam tables have no sides, so they're not safe. You can't leave people on them. They're hard. Patients don't want to stay on them generally. And you can't admit a patient to an exam table. And in many ways, an exam table is more like an operating room table than like a stretcher. No one would ever imagine admitting a patient to an operating room table. But exam tables are exactly like operating room tables. They are a critical resource that emergency departments need to protect at all costs. We need to protect our ability to examine patients. Exam tables also force patients to get up and move. Stretchers act like real estate. They encourage patients to remain immobile. We think of patients as being tucked in, safe and sound, but stretchers are the enemy for a high efficiency emergency department in the situation we find ourselves in North America right now. Along with the right physical furniture, we need the right mental furniture. So for example, inpatient thinking harms patients. If you think about how people approach care on the wards, delay is a good thing. Waiting often helps patients get better. Sick patients want extra time. It's actually compassionate and polite to go slowly. Waiting for tomorrow almost never causes harm. Sending patient home just creates more work for yourself, and hasty decisions are often wrong. Delay rarely kills a patient after a diagnosis has been made. But all of these ideas are exactly opposite in emergency care. Delay harms patients. Decreasing length of stay, so sending patients home, actually decreases overall work. Spending 40 minutes of compassionate care on counseling or really digging in and you know, convincing yourself that you're providing really great care actually just robs clinical time from all the other patients that are backed up waiting for care. Teams need an attitude of get it done now. They need to pursue quality, capacity, and service in a way that fits with that emergency, trauma, critical care mindset. At the same time, we need to be radically committed to service. We're always on. We can't let our smiles fall behind our old operating room mask like we could if we worked in the operating room. We need to have as much compassion for the patients or the parents that come in with their kids with diaper rashes as we would for someone who has just had a death in the family or a major trauma. Another bit of mental furniture is the idea behind who determines the validity of a patient complaint. It's not us. Patients determine the validity of their complaint. There are no undeserving patients. If we let our teams start to think that some patient complaints are inappropriate or they're minor or they reflect poor self-care, it will poison our team. It will never support the kind of attitude we need to provide outstanding care. We need to lose our arrogance and stoop to provide as much care as we possibly can for every person. Each person needs as much humanity as we can provide. So these are just some of the ideas covered in this step. There are many more in the chapter, and I hope you get a chance to read it. In the next step, we tackle physician scheduling issues. This is perhaps one of the genius bits of information in this book. Marco Duich really hammered out how to make physician scheduling match patient demand, and in many ways, it reflects what happens every day in a great restaurant. So be sure to read the chapter or, you know, read the next blog, listen to the next podcast, because this will transform your department. Even if you do nothing else, none of the other steps, if you only change your physician scheduling to match patient demand, you will see radical improvements in efficiency in your department. So step 5, change scheduling to meet patient needs more efficiently. See you next time.